Genesis, chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and charged him, and said to him, You will not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel your mother's father. And take yourself a wife from there of the daughters of Laban your mother's brother. And God Almighty bless you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, that you may be a company of peoples. And give you the blessing of Abraham, to you, and to your seed with you. That you may inherit the land of your sojournings, which God gave to Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob. And he went to Paddan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram, to take him a wife from there. And that as he blessed him he gave him a charge, saying, You will not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and had gone to Paddan Aram. And Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan didn't please Isaac his father. And Esau went to Ishmael, and took, besides the wives that he had, Mahalath the daughter of Ishmael Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran. And he came upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took one of the stones of the place, and put it under his head, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And look, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And look, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And, look, Yahweh stood above it, and said, I am Yahweh, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, to you I will give it, and to your seed. And your seed will be as the dust of the earth, and you will spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your seed will all the families of the earth be blessed. And, look, I am with you, and will keep you, wherever you go, and will bring you again into this land. For I will not leave you, until I have done that which I have spoken to you of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, Surely Yahweh is in this place. And I didn't know it. And he was afraid, and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put under his head, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on the top of it. And he called the name of that place Beth-El. But the name of the city was Luz at first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on. So that I come again to my father's house in peace, and Yahweh will be my God. Then this stone, which I have set up for a pillar, will be God's house. And of all that you will give me I will surely give the tenth to you.